You are listening to an audio recording from the 2013 Christian Leadership Conference hosted by the M.J. Murdoch Charitable Trust and the Stewardship Foundation. This third talk from Dr. Richard Mao is on the theme, God Loves a Pluralistic Society.
We live in a pluralistic culture. Sometimes people say that as if it's a problem. And I've got to say, there are a lot of problems about pluralism. But we have to learn how to deal with the problems. But we also need to learn to how to celebrate what's good about pluralism. I'm sure many of you know that my favorite theologian, probably the one thinker who has influenced me the most in my overall patterns of thinking about theology and faith in public life, is the great Abraham Kuyper, the 19th century theologian in the Netherlands, who also did a lot of other things, including serving for a while as prime minister of the Netherlands, and he understood pluralism very well. Abraham Kuyper, at the heart of his theology, is something that I resonate with deeply, although I find that a lot of people haven't really thought much about it, and that is that God likes diversity. As I'm giving this talk, I'm getting ready to talk to a group of theologians at another part of the country about creation care. And one of the wonderful things about a theology of creation is that so much happened before we human beings came along. You know, we get hung up on these, I think, really diversionary arguments about six-day creation and all the rest. But the wonderful thing about that creation account is how much happened before we came along. That God looked at the void and said, let there be, and there was. And he said, that's good, you know. And he looked at plants. He called them into being. He looked at the plants, and he said, that's good. You know, at a certain point, it says, God called life into being, and he looked at the swarms, and he said, that's good. And God looked at puddles full of slimy, swarmy things, and he took delight in that. And that before we ever came along, there were lots of trees and plants and animals and canyons and mountains and rivers and all the rest. And that God took delight in that. God takes delight in the diversity of the creation. The Lord rejoices in his manifold works, the psalmist tells us. And there's a manifoldness in the human community that God also takes delight in. And all of our worries about the bad aspects of pluralism ought never to divert us from taking delight in it. That early on in the scriptures, there was a curse of Babel, and God chose one nation, one people, as over against all the other peoples. And he said to the people of Israel, it's through you that I'm going to show the world what it means to live in the light of my will for all of life, including how to farm, how to deal with finance, and how to build temples, and how to raise families, and how to be married in faithful ways, and all the rest. But God never intended that as the final part of the story. And so in the book of Isaiah, it says at one point that there's going to come a day when the Lord God on the mountain of the house of the Lord will prepare a feast for all people. In fact, I love the old King James on this. He's going to prepare a feast of fat things for all people. It's going to be a risk-free cholesterol binge for all people, food from tribes and tongues and nations of the earth. And on the day of Pentecost, that promise begins to be fulfilled. So there's this wonderful hymn in Revelation 5, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransom men and women for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And you've made us a kingdom and priests unto our God. But we're going to be drawn together out of our diverse languages and races and ethnicities and national identities into a new kind of kingdom. And we're going to sing in a multitude that no human being can number. We're going to sing songs of praises to the Lamb. So pluralism, a plurality of peoples singing praises to God, that's a good thing. And we have so much work to do to overcome the ethnocentrism, the super patriotism, the racism, the discrimination against women, and many other things that have for so long kept us from understanding God's love of plurality. But there are bad things about pluralism, and we've got to get to that as well. But we shouldn't get to that until we understand that God likes a pluralistic society where there are different spheres of action. God likes art. God likes politics. God likes economics. God likes entertainment. God likes football games and basketball games. I think when a tight end catches a 40-yard pass thrown well by a quarterback and scores, and God looks at that and says, that's good. That's one of the reasons why I created this world. At the beginning of this centennial, I was interviewed by Sports Illustrated. They did a cover story. Does God care who wins the Super Bowl? And I was up against a well-known Pentecostal preacher who was also a really fine football player, now with the Lord. And he said, yeah, sure, God cares, because God loves winners and God hates losers. And I was pitted over against him. I'm glad that I never had to tangle with him in person. But I said, you know, when a good block is thrown and when a good pass is received, God says that's one of the reasons why I created this world. That God loves that kind of diversity, and we ought to love that diversity too. And to be civil is also to appreciate that kind of diversity, even though at the same time our convictions will put us up against pluralities of lifestyles and belief systems and superstitions and all the rest, that as Christians we cannot feel good about or take delight in, because we know that God does not take delight in certain kinds of pluralisms.